With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. Two bulls on a Beaverhead County ranch have tested positive for brucellosis. The Montana Department of Livestock says the bulls were euthanized and all other animals on the ranch tested negative for exposure to the bacterial infection that causes cattle to abort. Officials have determined elk to be the likely source of the brucellosis infections in livestock in the greater Yellowstone area. The superintendent of Yellowstone National Park says he expects visitor numbers to continue to grow, but that he's gotten better at managing the crowds. The Cody Enterprise reports that the park is coming off two straight years of record attendance, and Superintendent Dan Wink does not believe it has peaked yet. Wink said he remains concerned about some dangerous and illegal activity at the park, including visitors putting a bison calf into a vehicle, tourists leaving footprints at the Grand Prismatic Spring, and a young man stepping off the boardwalk and being killed by a geyser. A defense attorney says a mentally disabled Colorado man serving a 100-year prison term in a Montana teacher's murder should be transferred to the custody of state mental health officials. Attorney Wendy Holton said in an appeal brief filed today that Michael Keith Spell needs treatment that he won't receive in prison. Spell's 2012 killing of Sherry Arnold in the town of Sydney highlighted a significant spike in crime following an oil boom that swept the Northern Plains. Prosecutors are reviewing the filing and had no immediate comment. Spokesman Eric Sell says the Office of Attorney General Tim Fox must respond to Spell's appeal within 30 days. Montana Standard attorney James Getz argued today in favor of allowing the newspaper to intervene in Butte's long-running Superfund settlement. The settlement will determine how Silver Bow Creek and soil pollution from more than a century of mining will be cleaned up. Getz says Butte residents have lost faith that the U.S. government will protect their interests, and that's because the Superfund settlement negotiations are confidential. If U.S. District Judge Sam Hayden grants a request, Standard editor David McCumber says the newspaper will seek documents from settlement negotiations between Atlantic Richfield Company and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency since 2003. The newspaper will also seek to open the settlement talks to the public going forward. ARCO and Department of Justice attorneys say opening the talks to the public would likely kill the negotiations. Montana lawmakers will be asked to consider placing a tax on the sale of medical marijuana. Governor Steve Bullock has proposed a 6% consumption tax as part of his budget. Spokesman Tim Crow says the tax would bring in about $1.3 million a year. Democratic Representative Bradley Hamlet of Great Falls would like to add a 24% tax to the governor's proposal for drug addiction programs and to subsidize the cost for low-income patients. The Montana Cannabis Industry Association says it's open to discussing a potential tax. Missoula's YMCA is offering sex education for middle schoolers starting in January. The Y calls it a holistic sexuality education program that, quote, moves beyond the intellect to address the attitudes, values, and feelings that youth have about themselves and the world, end quote. Program organizer Christopher Coburn says the program includes education for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, or LGBTQ, youth. It's being offered in partnership with Planned Parenthood of Montana, Missoula City County Relationship Violence Services, and Empower MT. Montana's grain growers are meeting in Great Falls this week to plan for the future. The Grain Growers Association's annual conference happens Wednesday and Thursday. Wheat and barley make up about 40% of Montana's $5.3 billion agricultural industry. Tomorrow, the farmers will get an update on the federal farm bill and how the November election might change agricultural policy out of Washington, D.C. They'll also hear from state lawmakers on important agricultural committees about what they expect from the 2017 legislative session. On Thursday, the agenda focuses on AG markets and managing money and data. Canadian health officials announced today that more than 10,000 cattle from Alberta and Saskatchewan will be destroyed in an aggressive effort to halt the spread of bovine tuberculosis. The Great Falls Tribune reported today that the quarantine animals were going to slaughter as a result of the outbreak, a destruction of livestock unmatched in Canada since the mad cow disease crisis of 2003 to 2005. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency reports that the quarantine of Canadian cattle could extend for several months, awaiting conclusive test results, verifying that the quarantine cattle are free from tuberculosis. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.